Listening Section 4. In a minute, you're going to hear a short lecture about tornadoes. Before you listen, pause the player and look at questions 31 to 40.
And I'd like now, ladies and gentlemen, to introduce Mary Pond from the National Weather Association. Mary will be talking to us today about tornadoes, a field in which she has been involved for over 15 years. Welcome, Mary.
Thanks, Bob. Well, I've been asked to talk to you all today about the causes of tornadoes and also to discuss the effects they can have on our land and our homes. I'd like to begin by describing the difference between tornadoes and other weather phenomena, such as hurricanes. The most visible difference between tornadoes and other storms is that tornadoes always form a moving, whirling column of air that picks up dust and other objects as it moves across the country. A tornado also tends to have a very limited width. Most of them are less than a kilometre wide. So, what causes tornadoes? Well, the process begins with the sun. The sun warms the ocean and water evaporates, carrying potential energy into the atmosphere. This potential energy is carried in the form of latent heat. Now, at certain places, at certain times of year, a warm, wet wind may meet a colder, drier wind. Because the cold, dry wind is above the warm wind, when the warm air tries to rise, it cannot. It's blocked by the cold air. Thus, the warm air is trapped and begins to rotate horizontally. Now, if this weather pattern is disturbed by a thunderstorm, the warm air may be able to break through the cold air above it. If this occurs, condensing water vapour may lead to the release of latent heat. When the latent heat is released, it warms the rising air, causing it to spin faster and faster. More warm air continues to rise from the earth below, and this air spins at ever greater speeds until it reaches the extreme speeds needed to create a tornado. Now, tornado size and severity is not directly related to wind speed or damage intensity. Rather, it is the difference between the atmospheric pressure inside the tornado and the surrounding air that makes it travel across the land at such devastating speeds. A scale called the Fujita Tornado Scale is used to measure and categorize tornadoes. There are 12 categories in this scale, based on the estimated maximum wind speeds inside the funnel or tornado. The categories are defined in terms of the amount of damage done to buildings and structures. From this damage, scientists estimate the wind speeds. The weakest tornado is an F0 tornado, described as causing light damage. Some broken branches on trees, maybe some windows or chimneys broken. The speed of an F0 tornado is less than the speed of a hurricane. The next strongest tornado is an F1 category tornado, with wind speeds of 73 to 112 miles per hour. This category of tornado is said to cause moderate damage. This may mean some tiles are torn off roofs, mobile homes may be pushed over, cars pushed off roads, and trees broken. An F2 tornado is classified as a significant tornado. It causes considerable damage, tearing roofs off houses, destroying mobile homes, uprooting trees, and causing light objects to fly through the air. Next, we have the F3 tornado, one which is considered severe. Roofs and walls may be torn off strong houses, trains may be overturned, and cars lifted off the ground. Most trees in a forest hit by an F3 tornado will be uprooted. After the F3 tornado is the F4, a tornado which is described as devastating. In an F4 tornado, a home of brick and metal, can be totally destroyed. Cars, large trees, and small buildings may be picked up and thrown significant distances. An F5 tornado is the strongest, although the scale goes up to F12. These are theoretical categories, rather than categories based on experience to date. So, as you would probably expect, an F5 tornado causes incredible damage, picking strong brick houses up off the ground and carrying them some distance before dropping them. Cars and car-sized objects can be picked up and rise up to 100 meters in the air, and whole forests will fly great distances.